Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is Monday, August the 21st, and we have made it through the eclipse. It was beautiful. I'll talk about that in a little bit. We decided last night, because we were walking around Greenville and doing things, and there were a zillion people in downtown Greenville. Yes, I know that is a hyperbole, but it seemed like actually 3 zillion people. And 2 zillion of them were kids. Now, don't get me wrong. I love kids, but it was absolutely crazy. So we decided to do what I talked about, to go to Anderson, South Carolina, to the Carolina Bower House and hang out there, which was a really great idea. I've been through Anderson a lot of times, but I had never actually stopped there. We went to the downtown, and it's got a beautiful, cute little downtown, and the people were great, and that was a really good choice. It was a really good viewing spot. Even though it was downtown, there was a lot of open sky and a place where there weren't any buildings, so it was great for that. The only thing, I don't know what I was expecting. I was so in awe of it that I just expected everything to be hushed, but people were yelling and all that kinds of good stuff. Of course, there was a lot of beer around. But other than that, it was just beautiful and wonderful. And I'm glad that people were so excited about it. But that was totally cool. And I hope to see another one someday. I think there's one we even talked about. I'll have to look it up. But there's one not too many years away that we could actually travel to. So, sorry, I was looking at something else. So anyway, that went well. Last night in Greenville went great, even with all the kids. We had good food, good beer. We played darts, which I always love to play darts. And then we headed out this morning, went to Anderson, watched the eclipse. And then we decided to go to another destination and spend the night. Well, we weren't thinking about traffic. And the destination we had to go to was probably, if we'd gone straight there, an hour and a half away. It took us over 3 hours to get there. It was terrible. And Ken showed me, we were looking at some stuff, and it showed all the traffic across, like, where the totality was, and there was a ton of terrible traffic everywhere totality was. So normally I would have just slept all the way through this trip, and I'm going to tell you an embarrassing story about this, and then an embarrassing story about a while back. So it's embarrassing story day. So I would have just normally slept or read through this time, but I decided partway through I had to go to the bathroom. Of course, when you really need to go to the bathroom in situations like this, you are in the middle of nowhere. Now, I'm not adverse, totally adverse. I don't like to go on by the side of a deserted road or something. I'll do it if I have to, but I prefer not to. So, and where we were was just like total nothing except cars. There were no gas stations. There was nothing where they had detoured us to. And so we're riding along. Then we get off the main thoroughfare because we saw something about camps. And we're thinking, okay, there might be a camp. Well, traffic's lined up there. And by this time, I'm looking for places to pull off, roads to pull off to the side. Finally, we saw a camp sign. And Ken wheeled in. And there was actually nobody there, but one guy was getting ready to lock up. Ken just run at the head building or whatever it was. So Ken runs, my wife's got to go to the bathroom. Do you mind if she goes here? So the nice guy let me go in, and it was much better after that because I would have never made it. So, I have not done that a lot, but there are a couple of other occasions, and they both ended up a lot more crazy than this one did. I know this is a weird topic, but maybe you can get a laugh out of it. One time, it was years ago, probably 20 years ago. Kind of the same situation, except we were lost down, way down east in North Carolina. Same thing. There were no cars, nothing. And so it's finally like, okay, I got to go. So we pull off this side road, and I get in front of the car because that's the most private where we were. So it was back in the days of the overalls, if you all remember those. I had on overalls, so I have to get those all the way down. And I'm doing my business. And a deer literally runs off out of the side behind me, is close enough to knock me over, and then keeps running. And so my ex-husband jumps out of the car. He looks at me as I'm sitting there on the ground with my overalls all around me and says, "Did you see that deer?" I'm like, "No, what deer?" He's like, "Seriously, you didn't see it?" And I'm just like, "Yeah, I saw it." So that was my first crazy experience. And then my next one, very few people know this, but obviously that's getting ready to be done with. We were in, Ken and I were in Atlanta a few years ago, and it was Dragon Con, and it was like a Thursday, I guess. And we had met a friend downtown for lunch. We hadn't checked in yet. And so we went into a pay parking lot, and we pulled in and didn't think anything about it. This guy was coming out. He said, "I only parked for about 10 minutes, and there's a lot of time left on my ticket. Why don't you just go ahead and use it?" Neither one of us thought about it. And so we took it, put it in the car. We go, we have our nice lunch and everything. Well, we come out, and the car is booted. There was a camera that had seen the ticket exchange, and they had booted the car. And so Ken calls the place where you call to get your car unbooted. And they're just like, "Oh, we'll get there when we get there." And it was great. It was Atlanta heat. Ken was as mad as I have ever seen him. He would not even get in the car. He was so mad. He was just leaned up on the back with his arms crossed, being mad. And I get in, and we're kind of close to some buildings, like accessible buildings, I guess I would say. Not terribly, but, they were there. But I'm thinking, I'd never had anything booted before. "Oh, they'll be here in a little bit. I'm fine. I need to go to the bathroom, but, I'm good." Well, I get in the car, and I start to get out and say something to Ken one time, and I kind of look at his face, and I change my mind. And I get back in, and we wait, and we wait, and we wait, and we wait, and we wait. And then I finally realize if I actually stand up, that I'm probably going to wet my pants. So I text Ken, "I've got a problem. I've got to pee really, really bad, but I've got a solution. Just don't turn around." So I had a big plastic container, which has some makeup and stuff in it, in the back seat. So I took all the makeup out and used it in the car, and then had to go dispose of it, which, of course, was about the time that the guy pulled up to unboot the car, which was great. I actually, as long as he had taken, had the urge to pour it over his head, but thought that might not be a good idea. So I refrained from that crazy action. So that is all I've got for tonight. You all are probably glad after those couple of stories. So have a good night, and we will talk tomorrow. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported.